The last time Lauren and I worked on our wills had been before all three of our kids were born. I think one of them had been born. And so I kept saying for years, hey, we should probably take a look at those wills again. And we finally did so. And boy, there are a few things as uplifting and motivational and joyous as working on your wills with a lawyer.
Your daily Lex.
Yeah. At one point he mentions, you know, that his entire focus is elder care. And I'm like, well, that's offensive. But we worked on updating our wills, and, you know, it includes things like who takes over your kids, obviously. And so takes over your kids. That's what we call it, taking them over. And when we first did it, it was college friends who were married. And I think at the time didn't have kids, but my kids don't even know those college friends. So we brought that closer to home. But then it's besides the wills and all that crap, it's also like, who's going to be the executive of your estate now? And my oldest is 18, but like, does Ani want to be that person? Is Ani ready to be that person? Who the hell knows? And then you also have to figure out all the living will stuff. And do you want to be resuscitated? And that's the one that I struggled with the most. You know, the way it's written, it was like, you know, if a doctor and a second doctor confirm that I'm like basically dead and that there is no hope and that I'm going to die, then they can stop doing things. I was like, yeah, I'm okay with that. But like, two doctors. I was like, can I underline that it's a second doctor has to confirm too? And he's like, no, you don't have to underline it. It's already, it says it. It's fine. But the only part I liked was, it was like, you know, will you donate your organs? And I'm like, yeah. And Lauren had to think about that one. She's like, I would donate my organs to a patient, but I don't know if I want to donate them to science. Like, I don't want to just be like a cadaver that medical students are working on. I'm like, I don't know. Like, if working on your eyeballs helps them figure out a cure for blindness or something, that seems like a good thing. So yeah, I don't know. Crazy. I did not enjoy any of the experience working with this very kind lawyer. He was recommended from a friend. He's done a couple wills for some other friends of ours. And so we were going through it all, and it's all these different pieces. And he's like, hey, you're still young, so you don't have to worry about these other things that you can do further down the line. Great. When we're all finished, he gives us pens and he gives us these blue baseball caps that are branded with the law firm's name. And he's like, just so you know, these are either the cheapest hats or the most expensive hats you'll ever get. But in truth, they're the cheapest because I would give you the hats even if you didn't sign with us. Like, these are just, you know, thanks for coming in. And I was like, okay, I didn't want the hat, but we took the hats, two hats, one for each of us. And I said to Lauren, because we have to go back to sign these wills once they're all said and done. We have some time to review them, whatever. We got to go back to sign them. I was like, Lauren, when we go back, we should wear the baseball hats like we're going to a home game. And Lauren, to my great surprise, agreed. So in a couple of weeks, when we go back to that lawyer's office to sign these wills, we're going to be wearing his stupid baseball caps. And that to me is funny. Now I can laugh in the face of death. I don't know. He also had some really interesting point where he was like, we were talking about like, we want to leave to these charitable, or our old will, we were leaving to various charitable causes, a certain percentage. And he's like, don't do it. It's like, if you want to give to those causes, just give to them now, give them to them while you're alive so you can enjoy the fruits of your donation. And I'm like, why? And he's like, well, if you leave it to them in a will, now an attorney general has to be involved. Or if it's in multiple states, potentially multiple attorneys general have to be involved. And it's the whole thing. And it just makes everything take longer and it's harder on your executor or whatever else. And all of that was new to me. I've done no research to confirm whether he was right, but he seemed trustworthy enough. So anyway, wills, man. I accept the fact that we're all going to die. I just don't like it. I mean, it's good in some ways to know that you're going to die because you can make sure that you're going to make some good choices and do good things while you're around. But boy, that will process is no fun. Somebody should come up with fun wills. That seems like a good thing. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, have a great rest of your Wednesday. Stay alive out there.
Lex.